Revolutionary Gospel News.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing out there today? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. It's the Sabbath, and I'd like to give honor to my God before I get started this thing here. And what this is about is the word. About the word we're not getting today in church. The word that seems to be absent, and many people are now leaving churches and going to the streets, and some are still having some kind of fellowship group at home. But just real quick, a little short power prayer, and we're going to get right on into this word, and hopefully I'll be blessed. All right, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly bow. So thank you for everybody who showed up today to listen to this radio station, Lord, and we ask that you send forth your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, somebody needs to hear your word. Somebody needs to be delivered, Lord Jesus. Lord, please sing your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Open our minds and our understanding to your word, Lord, that we may listen to the word and follow the word, Lord, not man's tradition, but what you said according to the word, Lord, a clear understanding, Lord. Lord, help those out there who are fighting from addictions and going through family problems, going through all kind of distress of life, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you deliver those souls, Lord. You save some people out of this thing here, out of this radio show that I have, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for giving me this radio show to be able to administer to people and give them the truth in a day and age where evil is called good and good is called evil, Lord, where they can actually hear the word and not be hustled while sitting there getting the word of God, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and ask that you bless this show today. Amen. All right, people. Yeah, I've been looking at a lot of stuff, and I've really been contemplating and looking at how far off we have come with the apostles originally planned, and, you know, what Jesus had really planned for his church, you know, the called out ones. I don't even like really using the word church a lot of times now because people equate it with a building and a whole lot of corruption, you know. Somebody's hustling somebody, you know. They're not getting the word. Somebody's taking advantage of somebody. Somebody's taking advantage of somebody's wife. You know, that's what the church has become known with or affiliated with, and it's really not good, you know. So I like to use the word ecclesia, the called out ones, those who have been called out in the world to serve God, to have a personal relationship with God. You know, and no matter what we do in life and all the things we do in life, the most important person we need to have a relationship is with God. And today, we're just living out the prophecies of what the Bible told us the end times would look like when it tells you that many should come in his name and shall deceive many. That's how we're seeing. And it's got to a point where really you can't tell where a true church is, and you sit back and you got even some people who follow some of the first principles, but then there's an undercurrent, you know, there's witchcraft in the building. There's a message that you think you're hearing, but what they're really telling you, if you're really paying close attention to them and you're familiar with your scriptures, they're leading you away from Christ while still using his name. You know, this has become a great thing in today. People, today I want to look at Jesus' name in itself, and I kind of like to start off where he talks about in, which is going to be the Gospel of John chapter 3, you know. Try to let God lead me to things. I can write stuff down, and at the same time, I try to be more in tune to the Spirit versus what I feel I should say to the people. Okay, we got John 3:3, and I'm going to stop by a familiar passage because we're going to get to this passage before the show is over. And this will start at John chapter 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Cannot see. He's talking about he cannot comprehend it intellectually, naturally. He don't really understand what the kingdom of God is about. And Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee, one of the higher up in the group of Pharisees. And he said unto him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." He cannot, he will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. And I'm going to leave that there, and I'm going to go on to where one of the most famous passages, and we'll start at verse 15. And it says in that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish. But now looking at it, they're talking about his crucifixion earlier, but they should not perish, but he should have eternal life. For God so loved the world, it's one of the people love quoting this, loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him, notice the ETH on this, continue, not believe one day and you quit. It said, believe it in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might what? Might be saved, may be delivered from not only the natural corruption, but the spiritual corruption too that is going on now in many churches. And he that believes it on him is not condemned, but he that believes it not is kept condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Notice that. Why is he condemned? It's not that. Notice what it says. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already because of what? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. They don't believe in the name and the necessity of it. And I'm going to get into the application of what that means. Okay, and it says this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. The knowledge of God has come into the world, and men love it darkness. He loves it ignorance. He loves it his carnality. You know, Satan, rather than light, than the knowledge of God, because their deeds were evil. Those who are rejecting the name. Those who tell you they believe in Jesus, but they reject the name. Okay, people? And he says, why is this done? He said, they love. He said, this is the combination that light, the knowledge of God, is come. That's what Jesus is. He is the knowledge of God. He is the way into eternal life, into the world. And man love it, darkness. See? They fool you when they reject the name. They got all these excuses, but they love their sin rather than the knowledge of God in their own ways. They have that zeal, but not according to knowledge. They're going about to make their own righteousness. Is it because their deeds were evil? See, they don't come to the name or the understanding of the name and what it's for because their deeds are evil. See, they would have to give up their evil ways, but they're comfortable in their falsehood, comfortable in their deception. So therefore, they won't come to the word. Then everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, hate the real knowledge of God, the accurate knowledge of God. These religious folks cannot stand it. They'll fight you hook, line, and sinker. Okay? He said they hate the light, hate the knowledge of God. Okay, neither come to the light, the knowledge of God, lest this deed should be reproved. You'll know that it's going to show you who you are. You're going to get to see that mirror, who the real person is versus who you like to be. But he that do the truth cometh to the light, cometh to the knowledge of God, that his deeds may be manifest, may be revealed, that they are right, they are work in God. Now let's go to 1. Remember, they said they were condemned because they believed not in that name. Now, look at this. This is John 1, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verse 12. It says, but as many as received him, once again, as John 1, the Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. So, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. To them that believe, even them to them that believe, that slant, when they usually slant, that means added into that language. But it says the sons of God, to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But those, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. How? For those that believe on his name. Okay? So there's an inherent problem. He said those they're condemned because they didn't believe in the name. What do we mean they didn't believe in the name? Let's look at 4 and 12, and I'm going to be clear about what it's talking about. Acts 4 and verse 12. Okay? So they don't believe in the name, so they were condemned because of that. And he said, those that believed in his name, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. The daughters too, you know, women, but you know how the Bible deals with it from a masculine standpoint. But it's for all of us. Okay? And it says, Acts 4 and 12. He says, neither is our salvation in any other, for there is none other name, is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What did it say? What did it say? It says, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But we must be saved. You can't be saved without that name. What am I talking to about? Where am I going with this? He said those that are condemned because they don't believe in the name. But then he gave power to those that believe in the name. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the first day of Pentecost, when the church really gave birth, when it went from under the Levitical priesthood to the tribe of Judah. Okay, when it left from the Levites, and then the ministry, the priesthood ends up in the tribe of Judah. And what happened? The people have not been obeying. They think they can get around the name. When he says what they don't, they're condemned because they don't believe it's necessary to this scripture here. And I'm going to elaborate and show you what's in this scripture. So then Peter said unto, this is Acts 2 and 38. I know some of you, I know you're going to Acts 2 and 38. Let the Bible do the talking. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in what? In the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. As many as our Lord our God shall call, if you call, you don't have a problem with that name. So why are they condemned? They're condemned because they don't feel it is necessary to be baptized in Jesus' name. They got all kind of excuses when it comes to that. They tell you, they take scripture and twist it and tell you all you have to do is confess the Lord as your Savior. And then Acts 2 and 21 let you know that was used in the very first day. Say, all those who call to, let me see. I don't want to mess it up. I got it. I'm sitting right here looking at it. It said, and this is the scripture they use to tell, this is all you have to do to be saved. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, all you have to do is stand there and say a sinner's prayer. Now, that, remember, that's the same chapter. He's having a conversation with this man. Now, you drop down to verse 36, Acts 2 and 36, he says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. In other words, they were convicted in their hearts and their minds and said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They heard that, but they didn't have the application to it. You said, call up on them. What would that mean? What are we supposed to do? Then he told them. And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that's the application of that scripture. Of that was content, what I just showed you in verse 21. But that's application, how to apply it to your life. So they said they didn't believe in the name, so they were condemned. They didn't feel it was necessary to be baptized in Jesus' name, so they condemned. And he tells you why. It's because they're hiding. They love darkness. When the knowledge of God is presented to them, they'd rather stay in their mess than submit to the scriptures. He said, because their deeds are evil. See, their hidden actions are evil. They're evil-minded. There's something wrong in their head. They're doing some kind of dirt that you don't see, no matter how clean that person looks. Because if they heard it, if it wasn't that way, the scripture wouldn't say that. The Bible clearly states, because their deeds were evil, that's why they reject the baptism in Jesus' name. And then let's go on and see what's all in this. I want to go to Luke. I want to show you how strong just that one verse is and how it's your salvation that you're passing up on. And let's go to Luke 24. We can start at verse 44. And he said unto him, thus is that these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, the first five books, in the prophets, Jeremiah, all of them got something about Jesus, in the Psalms concerning me. Then, notice this, then opened he their understanding. He opened the understanding to the scriptures that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to die and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission, notice this, repentance and remission of sin should be preached, taught in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Where was the day of Pentecost at? It was in Jerusalem. Now, what did Peter tell them? He told them, repent, and he told them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. So you have repentance and remission of sins in Acts 2:38. Then you got John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and 5. You have water and spirit because there's baptism there and the infilling of the Holy Ghost is there. And then you have Acts 4 and 12, where it tells you neither is there salvation in any other. There ain't no other way. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So there's that again. The name is there. This is Acts 2:38. You have water, spirit in Acts 2:38. You have repentance, remission of sin in Acts 2:38. You have the name in Acts 2:38. And then top it off is Revelations 1 and 5. You see, Revelations 1 and 5. Let's look at that and see what that says. This is all wrapped up in that name. And it said Revelations 1 and 5, it said, for Jesus was the faithful witness, and of the first begotten of the dead, and the prince and the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You even have the blood there because there's remission of sin. That's in one scripture. In his name. Baptism in Jesus' name. He said because they were condemned because they did not feel that was necessity. They didn't feel they had to be baptized in Jesus' name. So this was going to kill a lot of people. A lot of people think they're going to go, they're going to tell you about how they witnessed and how they did this for God and how they did all this for God. And I went out here and these other, I went and did this and all these different ministries. Mormons going to be talking, everybody going to be running their mouth on this day because they've never been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, never experienced the born-again process. This is what Christ is going to tell them. And this is chapter Matthew 7 and 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do it, ETH means a continuous act, the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have I not been out in the field and ministering and preaching from the church and all that in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? Now notice what he's going to say. They used his name, but they weren't in his name. They were not baptized in Jesus' name. And even some who have been going to go straight to. It says, and then will I profess, will I make known unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in your actions of iniquity. Your actions are lawless. You've never submitted to the scripture. You went about to establish your own righteousness. You talk about you going to knock on the door and that's going to get you in heaven. I'm going to go minister. How are you even a minister of God if you have not followed his instructions? You know, let's look at this. Now, people tell me all kinds of stuff. I'll just be looking at them, and I'd be like, okay. I like, there's a day coming. There's a rude awakening day coming for you who feel you can bypass Jesus' name, the baptism in his name, and still do what you call yourself doing. Now, let's look at it. We can go right on into it because he's asking about the kingdom. This is Acts 1 and 6. When they, therefore, were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will I at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know times. Notice he put times in that. It's an S. In the seasons, which God has put in his own power. Why? Because the first part of the kingdom of God came on the day of Pentecost. So the kingdom of God shall be within you. So when you get the Holy Ghost, you become a part of that kingdom. Now we're waiting the physical arrival. Okay, it says, but you shall receive power. Notice this, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Notice this, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. And now, this is a true witness here. They're walking around spirit-filled. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Okay? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So how are you out there ministering to people and you haven't got the first ingredient? You have never even been baptized in Jesus' name. A lot of you don't even know you have to have the Spirit. It has to be baptized in Jesus' name. Look at this. It's Acts 19. And it came to pass, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you, notice this, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Our preacher ain't telling me that, because he ain't a true preacher. He didn't tell me I needed that. Okay, he asked them, when was your confirmation as a believer? And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. They didn't speak in no long wizardry tongue, okay? That didn't happen. You know, you have a lot of churches that start out right and they're going left and get into what is called apostasy, and they got people in there trying to speak in tongues when the Bible clearly tells us don't do it. If you read Acts 2, you'll see that they weren't speaking. When they talk about others, that means the power and ability. You notice they say, how we hear we every man in our own language. It was not some unknown tongue. In the Bible, in Isaiah 8, in around 16, you read down, it calls it wizardry. Wizard, those that peep and mutter, call them familiar spirits and wizard. That's what you're seeing in these supposed apostolic churches that have defected. They have abandoned the truth and establishing stuff that Christ has never told them. That's why they're in there. That's the state of witchcraft when you see people running off in these tongues. And it's what it is. The Bible calls it peeping, muttering. Another person calls it chirping. And that's exactly what it sounds like. You see, he said that's how you know a person has a familiar spirit. Because of that right there. They'll come out and break out in that tongue. Yo, that's a familiar spirit. You know. But this is the thing. He talked about that. People rejecting his name. And then there's a little group that are coming into the knowledge of self. But at the same time, Satan's in the mix. He's got them denying the name too. I had some little black guy talking about the J in the English language as if God, mind was so small that he could not understand every language on earth. And there's over six, as actively known, 6,000 languages being spoke now. So we have to find the J in order for God to understand us. So that's nonsense, too. He said, look what he said. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If any shall come in his own name, him you will receive. He's talking about the Antichrist. Talking about his Father's name. I don't have enough time to get into that, but Jesus is named after his Father, whether you want to believe that or not. All that, Jehovah and all that, that's Old Testament. But people want to stick to it. I don't even argue the point no more. People, when they start telling me that, I just look at them and say, okay. And the average one of them don't know that Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom. So which one are you talking about? The name of this day and age is Jesus Christ. That's what we use for the Son as well as the Father. He said, whatever you should ask the Father in my name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you deliver some souls today. I ask that you open some minds and some hearts, Lord, to understand what is being said. Jesus is the bread of life. He is the teaching of eternal life. How are you going to have eternal life if you're going to pass over the teacher? Explain that to me. How are you going to jump over Jesus? And he did not exist in the beginning, as many will say. I ask you to give me some scripture, because I have one scripture that explains everything you said. When Tom was talking about show us the Father, have you been so long with me? And I have a little bit of time to look at that. Let's look at the scripture, that how it's twisted. And it's not saying what you guys are saying. It's saying, look at this. Okay, and Jesus said unto him, he said, Thomas said unto him, this is John 14, and we're still looking at the name of Jesus. You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ to even have part of it. If you don't have, as it says in Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. If you haven't been baptized and filled, you're none of his. You've got to follow the proper procedure. And some might need to go back through that procedure now that the understanding is open to that. Okay, in other words, sometimes you do stuff and you don't really have a clear understanding. And I'll tell anybody, sometimes people do need to get baptized again because they didn't understand. Now they really understand what they're committing to. It's more power in that when you have knowledge of what you're doing. And he says, where do I go? He says, where I go, the way you know not. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, this is the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Listen to this. I am the truth. He is the reality of eternal life, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And henceforth you know him and have seen him. Now, that's God. That's God. Let's see if that's what that's really saying. That's God, man. Can't you see it? This is the lie that's been told. A scripture is taken out of place. Now what? Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, if it suffices you. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Now watch this. We're running out of time. So he's saying God was working through him. He never claimed to be God. The ye men of Israel, this is Acts 2 and 22. You look at those and compare those. The ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. Where do you see that he was saying he was God? He was telling that man God was working through him. Through him he should know God. Never said he was God. He said he was the Son of God. You know, people, I'm being calmed down now. And my basic thing is that everybody needs to be born again. If you want to make it out of here with all this distress and this world falling apart, you need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin. You need to truly be born again, born of water and spirit. I thank you guys for coming out once again. My books is on the cover, but if you guys get a chance, go out there and get them books. But more than anything, let's just thank the Lord for another Sabbath. And once again, it's a Revolutionary Gospel News, and I thank you guys for your time, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday, 11. If not, I'll see you back Saturday. You guys have a great evening.